The complaints involve several busloads of Army Reserve soldiers from Fort McCoy who attended a Bush campaign rally in La Crosse 2 months ago. Although the soldiers were not in uniform, they all wore identical T-shirts printed with American flags and the words, "I am an American soldier." Peace activist Guy Wolfe says the soldiers' presence at the rally violated what's known as the Hatch Act, that prohibits on-duty soldiers from participating in political rallies. He says it was clear the soldiers were invited there by the president.
They were recognized by the president in his prepared speech. They were also asked, and they sang a verse of God Bless America with the Gatlin brothers at the rally. So in many, many ways, they were a part of the political partisan rally that was held by the president of the United States. This would be illegal for President Bush. It would be illegal for John Kerry or any other candidate to do at a partisan political event.
Wolf says the soldiers also tried to intimidate protesters at the rally by surrounding them at the designated free speech area for 20 minutes while carrying out routine military drills. Complaints from Wolf and others prompted an investigation by the U.S. Army Reserve Command in Atlanta, Georgia. Results of that investigation will be released next week. A military spokesperson would not reveal details, but said it will include recommendations for what he called corrective action. Meanwhile, at Fort McCoy, a civilian attorney and former judge advocate general has been on leave since he formally criticized the Fort McCoy commander's decision to attend that Bush rally in uniform. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.